This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll ask you, if you like this bitterly cold weather that we've been having, what tips do you have for making it through cold spells like the one that we're in right now? And we'll be taking your calls at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can call us in just a few minutes.
First, we have Michael Morgan here to explain why it's so cold here and in most of the country right now. Michael Morgan is a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
So, pretty mellow winter so far up till now. I don't want to complain too much, but why did it get bitterly cold all of a sudden?
Well, this is just our normal process of proceeding through the season. For meteorologists, winter begins in a climatological sense in early December, and we did have a really mild December pattern, but over the last several weeks, there have been indications that we're going to see amplification of the weather pattern across the whole globe, particularly in the northern hemisphere, and that leads to the development of a northwesterly flow over much of North America. And that, as typically happens this time of year, can bring down some rather cold air. And so we're just in a cold air mass, which is, quite frankly, typical of this time of year. It is below normal, but we have those periods every winter above and below normal, and that all averages out to give us what we call our normal or average temperature during this time of the year.
Now, I think what's happening a bit this year is that we get this cold weather, these 20, 30 below zero temperatures that are possible in the coming days, and we immediately think back to last year when it was well beyond a typical winter. It was a really cold, really, really difficult, brutal winter in lots of ways. Is this a harbinger that this is another kind of winter like that?
Probably not. And the reason we see that is that some of the patterns that we've seen across the northern hemisphere the last couple of winters, not just last winter or the winter before, have changed a little bit. A patch of ocean temperatures in the North Pacific just south of Alaska had been, and the air above that had been above normal for the last couple of winters, and that's changed a little bit colder, and so that suggests that perhaps the large-scale flow over the continental United States is going to be a little bit different. And I think if we look at the NOAA's seasonal forecast, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's forecast for both the this month, it has us, particularly the western and northern part of the state, likely below normal. The tendency for it's most likely going to be below normal there, but for the balance of the remaining months of this season into March, so January, February, March, actually has us sort of equal chances for above and below normal. Doesn't mean we're not going to get very cold, but it also suggests that we could have some times in which we're above normal. So there's no clear signal to a much colder than normal winter like we had that signal last year, but not this year. It's not as strong.
Now, as you say, this isn't freakishly cold for Wisconsin. This happens. Are there parts of the country that are getting much colder, unusually colder than usual temperatures out there?
That's an excellent question. When I was contacted about possibly being on your show this afternoon, I did a quick look at record temperatures across the globe, but particularly across North America. And frankly, you'll see a preponderance of slightly above normal temperatures over the western United States where the flow is out of the southwest. But over much of the continental part of the United States and southern Canada, the last couple of days have actually been about normal. There's nothing, no record-setting temperatures. Doesn't mean it's above normal or below normal. No record-setting temperatures. So this really is just in the range of the types of variability we expect every winter.
Now, last year, the buzzword was polar vortex. I'm assuming that we're not in another one of those. What is the difference between what we're experiencing now and last year's polar vortex?
Frankly, there is not much of a difference. The polar vortex refers to winds that are generally westerly across the northern hemisphere, encircling the pole. And it's manifest at the surface by where the polar front is, which sort of the demarcation between the cold air north of the front and the relatively warm air south of that front. And over the course of any winter, particularly during the winter, we see that front moving north and south, crossing our area, so we get periods of warm, periods of cold. Last winter, the temperatures north of that front were a little bit colder than they are this year. The front has moved to our south. The notion of using the term polar vortex isn't really too helpful for people to understand what's going on. But the between last year and this year, it's just, again, we were getting unseasonally colder temperatures, and perhaps we had a few more records set last winter than we're going to see in this current outbreak. But I think the only difference is in slightly the degree of cold, But this is, again, I wouldn't put this weather that we're experiencing too far outside the realm of what we see from generally each winter. I guess if you look at the history of the last few decades, we haven't seen many of these intrusions as much, and so that's why people are probably a little bit noticing this a bit more in the last couple of years than we have than we would have if this were just, again, 2 decades ago.
One thing that felt a bit abnormal was a lack or a very limited amount of snow in December. We've had a little bit now coming along with this cold. Do we have a prognosis for how much snow we're supposed to get over the rest of the winter?
Okay. What you're indicating is right on the mark. We're actually about 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches below normal for this, you know, through our season so far for snowfall. We had most of the snow we've seen so far this year was in the month of November. Mm-hmm. And in December, we only had a trace of snow. Looking forward, our next shot at any accumulating snow is actually going to be during Thursday afternoon and evening when we get our next slug of really cold air coming back in. But if you look ahead for the next week, the chances of our getting more than an inch or two of snow are pretty remote. So it looks like we're going to be, our snow deficit's probably going to continue for at least another week or two. No big storms on the horizon.
In the summer, you hear people say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the winter, it seems like you hear people say, it's not the temperature, it's the wind chill. What do we know about the kinds of wind chills we're going to be seeing?
So the wind chill that we're going to be experiencing, the Weather Service has issued for southern Wisconsin, this is from Milwaukee, a wind chill advisory, which is basically for wind chills anywhere from 20 to 34 below zero, and with winds greater than at least 4 miles per hour. And wind chill basically is just a measure of the sort of the temperature that, you know, we as humans are experiencing with any slight wind with these really extreme cold temperatures just makes it feel that much colder with the wind blowing across our skin. And our body's response to that is to pump more blood toward the skin, and that can lead to all sorts of complications. So we're looking at the possibility of wind chills approaching 34 below zero over southern Wisconsin for at least over the next day or so.
Now, the big winter weather story so far this season, I guess, has to be the Buffalo area massive dump of snow some weeks back. How likely is that kind of weird event, or is it just so random that it's hard to predict until you get a couple days out from it?
That was a well-forecasted event, actually, mm-hmm. for the Buffalo area. In fact, this past Christmas, I drove through the area expecting to see snow, and it's pretty much gone. Which is, I guess, nice for those guys. But those sorts of events are well predicted. Lake effect snow is a pretty, you know, there are a few factors that people look at. One of the key things is the difference between the lake temperature and the temperature about a mile or so up, a mile and a half above the lake. The wind direction, if you have a nice fetch across the lake. And so that's something that's pretty easy to forecast. As long as you know what the conditions are going to set up a few days in advance. As we get into the colder, since that occurred when the lakes were still relatively warm, that was a big event. It's going to be tougher for them to get similar sorts of deep accumulations because that lake temperature has chilled off considerably. So the lake effect snow is something that, again, is a pretty well forecast if you know the wind direction pretty well and you have the air temperature, the temperature, the lake temperature forecasted very well. For sort of the big snowstorms that give us the major accumulations in southern Wisconsin, Madison area, those are a little bit trickier just because there are a lot more factors that are involved in that.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Michael Morgan, professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at UW-Madison. He was with us to explain why we're in a cold snap right now and when it might start to warm up.
Coming up, we'll take your calls. It's our first really big cold in Wisconsin this winter. How do you deal with cold weather? Embrace it? Avoid it? What do you do instead of getting outside? Call 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We want to hear from you about this weather. It's cold. I don't want to overhype it. We'll just call it cold-pocalypse. No, this isn't anything that far out of the ordinary, but the important weather sometimes is the weather right now. It's really quite cold out there. A lot of schools being canceled. And we want to hear from you. Do you love really cold weather? Hate it? What do you do to get through it? What do you do when school's canceled? How do you get the kids through the day? Are you having traumatic flashbacks to last year's fairly significantly cold winter? Call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 646-642-1234. You can also post over at the Central Time Facebook page. You and I souped up this last weekend, Veronica.
Soup is one way that I cope with the cold for sure. Another is pancakes and building a fire every night. We build fires. So
and you don't even have a fireplace.
That's right. It's just literally in the middle of my
that
living room
metal
floor.
Bucket, rusty.
No, we have a fireplace. I do think, though, that people's reserves of stoicism may have been tapped and then the stores are still being replenished. So I hope that we have it in us to get through this.
Yeah, there can be kind of an oh no, not again feeling after right. last winter.
Right.
Well, join in with your thoughts on the cold winter. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Lisa posted on Facebook, her car broke down this morning. Always a bummer, especially on a cold day. She said, the inconvenience and the realization of my dependence on an automobile infuriated me, had me swearing. Oh, wait, it goes on. Had me swearing to move somewhere that never freezes where I could walk, bike, or take public transport. Since the car is running again, I'm less angry, but the cold still sucks. It's not so bad that a little fantasizing about summer backpacking excursions can't make me feel better. Well, yeah, do you ever have that sense like, why do I live here when it's this cold? 800-642-1234, or you can join Lisa by posting on Facebook. We asked a lot of our coworkers, too. To share some of their feelings about the cold.
That's right. And I was just listening to you read Lisa's, wondering if there was a mashup of the words cold and angry, like there is for hangry. If you think of one, let us know, because I think it would have lots of application here in Wisconsin. Well, Joy Cardine's show producer Bill Martin said, I really love it when I walk to the bus stop in the morning and the air actually hurts my face. That's the best thing ever.
I checked in with Bill that put sarcasm tags around that. He doesn't really like it, it turns out.
I
could have seen him going either way, actually, knowing Bill. Let's go to our callers now. We've got Nancy on the line at 800-642-1234. Nancy joins us in Duluth. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. When it gets weather like this, I just like to organize all the projects I've been putting off and do them, you know, things you don't like to do when it's nice and sunshiny out.
So what's your project for this cold snap?
Well, just the different things you've been putting off, like organizing things in your house or cleaning out a room or cleaning out a cupboard, and then call someone who's shut in that doesn't get out and make their day, and then cook something different that you haven't cooked for a while, because I love to cook and bake and maybe deliver some of them to the people that are shut in.
Well, Nancy, that's great. I mean, I love that you're getting your projects done, but also it's great that you're reaching out to other people by phone or even maybe with some baked goods. That's lovely. I'd love to hear if other people do that sort of thing. Very inspirational. Or maybe you get out and shovel for someone who needs the help in this cold weather. 800-642-1234 is the number to call.
And we go next to Steve in Middleton. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hey, I don't want to sound too much like a curmudgeon, but, you know, this is Wisconsin and it's winter. It's basically, you know, you deal with it or you don't. It'd be like, you know, complaining about the humidity in New Orleans in the summer.
So we really don't have any reason to be surprised that it's cold in winter if we live in Wisconsin. You make a valid point, Steve.
I'm not saying it's, you know, it's great all the time and there are, you know, detriments, but it is what it is, as the cliche goes. So.
All right, Steve, you're a good Wisconsinite. He's rolling with the punches in winter.
Exactly. Though I plan on complaining about the humidity in Wisconsin in the summer, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it gives us plenty to complain about. Brayden is with us now in Hayward. Brayden, hi. Oop, Brayden, are you there? Okay, we've got Kathy then in Madison. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'm loving this.
You love the cold.
Well, you know what? I love the snow. So I can't say just the cold by itself, but it's what I live for all year. And I just love to get out today, bundled up, ski goggles, went out and cross-country skied. And the interesting thing is, after being out in it, it doesn't feel as bad. So I know I'm an oddity here. My friends all think I'm crazy, but I find it exhilarating.
So while a lot of people in the winter are fantasizing about that warm weather hike, maybe you're spending all summer fantasizing about getting the coat and the hat and the mittens on?
I dream about snow, so I'm a true Norwegian. So it's in my blood.
Kathy, thanks. Oh,
I was just going to say, I think everybody needs to know somebody like Kathy in the winter. It helps get me through, because if I come in and I'm feeling bitter and angry about the cold, talking to someone who's really loving it can be the perfect antidote. So we need more Kathys out there to even out the feelings.
Well, we have one at Public Radio. Carill Owens, technical director for your old stomping grounds, Veronica, to the best of our knowledge, says three times, I love really cold weather. The way the sound travels, the way the snow squeaks, the tingle on your skin, the clarity of the night sky, the blue tones in the snow. I could go on and on, she says. So, Carill, maybe talk to her when you need that winter inspiration.
Doesn't
Veronica.
That make you love winter more, just hearing the way she described it?
Hello.
Okay, well, let's go on to Max in Milwaukee. Hi, Max.
Oh, hello.
What do you think about this weather?
Well, honestly, I really can't stand the cold, but there was kind of an unforeseen benefit in that it helped me quit smoking, which I had been trying to do for some time now. And I think the cold really just gave me that one last push.
Back inside.
Yeah, exactly. Staying inside.
Right, there is that, because you have to be a very hardy constitution to take those smoke breaks outside right now. So, Max, seeing some benefits there.
Yeah, I always wonder, you know, hanging out at the bar with the people who smoke out front, and it's this kind of weather, you wonder how long can they keep going? And a lot of them do. They'll keep going out for the smoke break. But, I would think that's an incentive, definitely. Well, back to our callers. We've got Emily on the line with us in Milwaukee. Emily, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts on this cold weather?
Well, I grew up in the Midwest, and I, like, hated winter, and I was like, I hate it here. And then I moved to a place that was, like, 65 to 70 and sunny, like, 350 days out of the year, like, the perfect temperature ever. And I can tell you that it gets really boring. So boring. I literally, like, paid the $1,500 to fly back to Wisconsin for Christmas just so that I could experience something that was different. And so now, even though I'm a little bitter because it is cold, I am, like, I remember how bored I got when it was just the same day after day. So take heart. Even perfection gets boring.
Emily, thank you so much. So we don't know what we've got until we go away and miss that winter for a while.
See, that's the kind of perspective we need. This is a good session for us all.
Yeah, this is helping me.
Buck up. And we could also listen to Norman Gilliland, who says, about winter, I'm cool with it. Bundle up if there's snow, ski if there's ice, skate once per winter anyway. Couldn't do any of that when I lived in Florida. Also, I get quality thinking done while shoveling.
Wow, good for Norman. Well, let's try Adriana in Bayfield. Adriana, hi.
Hi. I think that your last caller may have been talking about California, because I moved here from California in September of last year, right before the really bad winter. So I was very much enjoying the mild winter we were having, and I can't really complain about the bad days we've been having, because by this point last year, we had had like 20 of these days up here in Bayfield. So it's not too bad. And I actually have come around to kind of enjoy the cold, at least when it's like not cold, like wet cold. If it's dry cold, I'm okay with it. If it's wet cold, I just can't stand it.
But let me ask you, I mean, California to Wisconsin in last year's winter, did that almost chase you away?
Oh, last year I got really bad cabin fever. I definitely probably had some seasonal depression going on last year. So I'm trying a lot more to get out and just kind of enjoy the winter, even if it's cold. If it gets anything above the teens, I try to go outside and at least get outside. So I think I'm a little bit healthier about it this year than I was last year. Last year I was just unhappy.
Great. We've got a good attitude, and hopefully we won't be back in the situation we were last winter.
Right.
All right. Let's take one more call here. I think we have time for Katie in Bayfield. Hi.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and let you know I love this cold weather because I'm a runner. I love going out to run. Negative 20 is my absolute favorite number because I don't sweat when I run, and it's great. Also, it's really good for snowboarding and seeing that. That snow is so slick and you just cruise through it. It's so much fun to go when that snow is in their best condition.
I'm almost amazed at the joggers that I see. Yeah. 20 below zero, don't your lungs just freeze up?
Oh, it's great. No, you gotta wait and have a good scarf, good facial protection. If you've got the right gear to go outside any time of the year, just gear up. It's worth it. I'm kind of a cheap kind of a girl, but man, you can find some really good sales at those consignment stores. Get the good gear. It's worth it.
Okay. Well, there's our challenge. The gauntlet is thrown down, Rob. You're going to go jogging tomorrow.
Ha.
Or not.
We shan't be doing that.
Well, thank you so much for all your calls and your advice and your pep talks for surviving the cold. You can keep that conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search Central Time on WPR.